Well, welcome back to another Thought for the Day. And we've reached Joshua chapter 8 today. Our focus is the first 29 verses of the chapter, but we're reading only the first two. And you might care to read the remaining 27 verses and discover the wonderful victory that God gives to his obedient people. So before we read those verses, let's pray. Our loving Father, as we open your word again today, Lord, would you be our teacher and guide? Lord, would we have obedient hearts to hear your word? For we ask it for your glory's sake. Amen. So Joshua chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city and his land. And you will do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may carry off their plunder and livestock for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city." Well, if you read on, you'll discover that's exactly what they do, and God gives them that wonderful victory. And so we're beginning to see that the underlying theme of this book of Joshua is that everything depends upon our trust in and obedience to the word of God. We've seen the Canaanite Rahab trust and obey, be saved and as it were become a child of God. And we've also seen Achan, a disbelieving and disobedient Israelite, perish and in effect become a Canaanite. And so when it comes to true faith, ethnicity, gender, privilege, family background count for nothing. And how wonderfully reassuring and encouraging God is to Joshua in today's verses. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. And wonderfully it's the same for you and for me, that as soon as we confess our sin to God, we discover that wonderful truth that David speaks of in the 23rd Psalm of God, that he restores my soul. No, we're not Joshua. We don't have to identify ourselves with his character in order to benefit from this narrative. This is the truth, that Joshua's God can be your God and my God. We can be reassured that God's loving care for each one of us will be tailored exactly to our particular needs. And if you do read right through to verse 29, you'll find that now, in a right and obedient relationship with God, Joshua and the people are blessed by God with victory over Ai. But there is a second lesson in these verses today. In verse 1, Joshua is told by God, "I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai and his people." I have delivered. God speaks as if it's already done. It's so sure. That's God's sovereignty. But the Bible always teaches the twin doctrines of God's sovereignty and of our responsibility. Not as two polar opposites, but as two complementary sides of the same spiritual truth. And our responsibility is a response of faith and obedience. Yes, God has given to us eternal life and much else besides. But we're not called to let go and let God. We're not called to be what someone once called a jacuzzi Christian. Even after God's wonderful promise of victory, the people still needed to go, to fight, to trust and obey. We need to listen to the Apostle Peter when he tells us to be all the more diligent to confirm our calling and election in Christ. Let's pray. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay, for the favour he shows, for the joy he bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Lord, may we be your trustful and obedient servants today, and for the rest of our earthly lives. Lord, may we know you as the God who forgives, the God who restores our soul, the God who encourages. Lord, we commit these things to you and ask them in Jesus' name. Amen.